This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran. The stories that leads today's show are as follows. Getting ready to get on an airplane for the holidays? Know your rights as an airline passenger. We're going to talk about an $800 Amazon-powered robot. Yes, kind of like that thing on your desk, but we can't say it. It starts with an A-L-E-X-A. We're going to talk about a search warrant that Apple got. We're going to talk about robots as companions. And we're going to talk about some wild selfie claims that are being made out in space. Of course, all the news of the day. I want to welcome you to episode 1242 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, November 20th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support the show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or paypal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the brand new listeners of the show, and I want to encourage you to take time to get over to geeknewscentral.com. Check out all the great content on the website. This is a great way to get introduced to the type of stuff that I covered during the show, as well as give you the opportunity to subscribe to the show. You can do that right there on the right-hand column with Apple Podcast on Android, the email, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, or via an RSS feed. And really, there's multiple ways to stay connected with the show, but the main thing to do is get subscribed to the show. That's the most important thing. And get signed up for our newsletter as well. Our newsletter is on the webpage, and a link to that, so you can get signed up for the newsletter if you so desire. But again, want to welcome everyone to the show. Got a huge, the wind's blowing like crazy here today. And hearing just a little bit of mic feedback from that. That happens sometimes when the wind's really blowing. So I hope that the sound is okay for everyone. But I got a great lineup for you today. But and most importantly, if you want to reach out to the show, you can do so via Twitter at Geek News. Or you can email me here, geeknews@gmail.com. That's one way to connect with the show as well. So you can join our Slack channel by sending us an email. Let us know you want to be part of the Slack channel. Of course, you can follow on Google Plus or on Facebook just by searching for my name, Todd Cochran. You can watch this show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel on Apple TV. You can listen on the Amazon Echo by telling that device to play the latest edition of the Geek News Central podcast. You can listen on Stitcher. You can watch or listen on blueberry.com. You can tell your Google Home device, okay, beep, play the podcast Geek News Central. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor, Mr. Don Bain, The Pro Gear Site with the GNC Time, The New Media Show, which is put on by Rob Greenlee and myself, talks about the podcasting space, and of course, The Podcast Legend Show. This show has the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast. And of course, that's with our good friends at GoDaddy.com. And we want you to take advantage of all the GoDaddy deals that I've got available for you. So it looks like we're shaping up to have a fantastic November by everything that's coming in so far. But you can get connected to this, to these deals by going to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And when you're over there, you know, grab a code. Use it on the GoDaddy site, whether it be 99cent.com, it's a dollar a month economy hosting with a free domain, a dollar a month managed WordPress hosting, again, with a free domain. All those are for the first year, $12, get you in and get you a free domain. Of course, 30% off new product purchases, a dollar a month, a 1 month free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal business or business plus plans. So if you're, you know, if you're over there on GoDaddy and you pick up a product or service, you ever run into trouble, I want to hear from you. Let me know. I've got connections so I can help you guys resolve problems that if you may ever have with GoDaddy. Those are rare and few between, but if they do pop up and you don't get satisfaction in customer service, let me know. And I might do my best to get you connected in with the right folks over there to get you helped out. Okay, so I'm not going to spend a lot of time today talking about Chitter Chatter. Of course, there's going to be no show on Thursday because of Thanksgiving. And I want to hope each of you that are here in the United States have a wonderful Thanksgiving with family and friends. Drive safe and enjoy the food, enjoy Black Friday shopping, and of course the upcoming long weekend that's associated with that. So I know many of you are going to have a few vacation days or getting some downtime. Of course, Cyber Monday is Monday. So get your, you know, all of our credit cards are going to take a hit this weekend, won't they? But I'm going to use the weekend to get some work catched up or caught up. Matter of fact, I've been doing real good on getting my to-do list done. I got it whacked down quite a bit over the past weekend. But I'll be honest, yesterday afternoon, wasn't feeling super fantastic. And had a good workout, but just kind of like, ugh. And then total insomnia last night. If I got an hour's worth of sleep, that will be so I'm running on empty here today a little bit. So my apologies, but I never get insomnia ever. But wow, last night was bad. If I knew it was going to be as bad as it was, I would have probably have took some over-the-counter sleeping assistance. But by the time I decided that was a good idea, it was already 3 o'clock in the morning. So not a good thing. But still tweaking the studio just a little bit from the new media show this past Saturday. So getting it dialed in and finding some quirks here and there with the new setup. I've got some stuff that came in, though. I'm pretty GoDaddy, and this was non-related to the sponsorship. I said a few things on social media about GoDaddy and some experiences I'd had recently, and they sent me a little swag kit. They sent me a GoDaddy coffee cup, a cool coffee cup with what did they put in it? They put Mountain Hagen Instant Organic Fair Trade Coffee. So I'll definitely be trying that out. They sent me a little widget. It's called a Zuru Fidget device. So it's got ways that you can fidget to your heart's content. And then a box of cable clips. So thanks for a little swag bag. And again, completely unrelated to anything that GoDaddy had going on. And I've got a whole bunch of stuff here stacked up for review. So I'm going to be busy with that over the weekend as well. Another thing that I just got to show you this box. For those of you watching, they sent a little box stamped with GoDaddy on it. It's a small thing, right? And for you that are listening, it basically has a computer with a trophy in the middle of it. Then with the GoDaddy logo below it that, you know, like it's a little winner's kit. This is smart of them. And it was just some stuff I did on social media. They had no idea, again, that that they sponsored this show. But anyway, anytime I get swag from GoDaddy, the better, right? Okay, what else am I a little stack here? I think that's about it. Not too much stuff. So I'm going to get into the content. One thing I'm finding is that what is the deal with Windows 10 and its insistent necessity to try to lock down your system even tighter firewall wise. I mean, it's driving me crazy with this particular machine that I'm doing the show with. It seems like every get-go, there's something that happens. If let's say I reset the router or I reset the switch, all of a sudden it loses its mind and it's got to do a whole bunch of stuff and network discovery. I don't get it. You know, the old Windows networking stuff just worked. I hate to say it, but the Windows 10, B-R-O-K-E, broke. I'm not at all happy with the way this thing is acting. It's just driving me insane. It really, really is. Windows Firewall trying to take over when it's not supposed to. I've already got Norton on here. Norton's got its own firewall. I have malware software. I don't need any other assistance. Yet Windows is like throwing up blockades all the time. It's crazy. And I almost dread it when I have to reset a router or something because I know that this specific machine here is just going to pitch a fit and it just drives me nuts. Is there like a conclusive guide to Windows 10 networking? You know, there's got to be a way around all the stupidity this thing does and some extra tool. If any of you have anything, I'd love to hear from you. I'd be forever in your debt because it's just, driving me nuts. It really, really is. Okay, so tonight I want to talk a little bit about some stuff in the news, and the news cycle is pretty heavy. Boy, I tell you, the sexual harassment stuff, I saw right before I started doing the show that Charlie Rose is the latest one to go down. It's just, it's every day there's a new name. And pretty soon there's going to be no one left in radio, politics, or TV. You know, it's going to be all done. But article on Wired is good timed. There are rights when your airlines screw up, and you should know that. You know, in the airport, before getting to the legal stuff, here's a few tips. First, know your enemy. Some airports are prone to delays more than others. You know, so if you're out flying or into one of the hubs in this article, be prepared. Also, make sure you're checking in for your flights 24 hours before the flight, because that's going to dictate if your flight is canceled. In most airlines, your sequence of who's going to get the next available seat on the next airplane. But the law says airlines must alert passengers to delay 30 minutes or more. But the U.S. Department of Transportation cautioned those estimates are not guarantees. Weather can worsen, mechanical issues can prove more complicated. If your delay is significant, I think my wife and my daughter are fighting in the kitchen. You guys hear it? Don't know if they're fighting. I think they're arguing. Hasn't got into a full-blown fight yet. you know, if you think your flight is going to be canceled or delayed more than a few hours, you know, call the airlines. Get on the phone. Don't go to the desk. You know, sometimes going to the desk, go wait in line. Sometimes making a phone call is faster. You know, if you're on the tarmac, say the flight is in time, but the airline overbooked it, you know, they're going to start bumping people and they're going to ask for volunteers first, usually with a lowest price. And then they can raise that as much as 400% of your ticketed price. So of your one-way fare. So just be aware that that is a potential here. But upon arrival, if your bag didn't make it, you know, report to the airlines immediately. And here's another thing I found. You are going to be so angry that smoke is going to be coming out of your ears. All right. So take a deep breath. 1, 2, 4, 5, 10 count. Bring the blood pressure down. Get your face off red. And when you walk into the baggage, you know, lost baggage area, you be the nicest person in the world. Okay. These folks get abused. It's not their fault your bag was lost. Number one. Number two, they are your friend. If you are nice to them, absolutely nice, smile, thank them for all their hard work. And you know that this has got to be trying, and sympathize, empathize with them. Your bag's going to show up a lot faster. Okay. They will go the extra mile. I mean, to the point of being, you know, you don't want to be joyful. You want to also know that you're concerned, but they're going to do everything. If you're the person that walks in there and you're the monster, you're not going to win any friends. Now, another thing you can do is definitely after you file your lost baggage claim, call the airlines. They've got a number. You can say, I just filed my lost luggage. Do you see it anywhere in the system? You know, they might be able to, even that person at that desk might be able to track it down. But again, be nice to the lost to the last bag deal, all right? Now, the airports with most cancellations during the holidays is extensive, but O'Hare, Midway, Austin, Nashville, Cleveland, Detroit, those are all high on the delay list. So if you're going through one of those cities, beware of that. But anyway, just, you know, another thing too, if your flight is delayed, in other words, if you've taken off late, let's say you're an hour late and you know you're not going to make your connection, that internet on the airplane could be the difference between you getting a flight or not. All right. Because you want to get ahead of everyone that's on that. You want to try to get to the front of the line, or the second the airline lands and they tell you it's okay to use your phone, you better have the airline's telephone number reservations on speed dial, because you can call them and you're going to basically say, listen, I'm still taxiing in, but I missed my connection. We were late. Can you rebook me? And sometimes they will have already rebooked you, but just that little edge, that 5 or 10 minutes ahead of everyone else that's in the airplane that's not thinking about this, could be the difference between you getting to your destination that day or not. All right. I always, you know, if you have status, usually they've rebooked you. But I always, if I'm late, I know not going to make the connection. If the airplane has Wi-Fi, I get on Wi-Fi, I go online and I try to see what's available to my destination, see how many seats, look for alternative ways to get there. I'll actually try to like book a ticket. So that way, when I get on the phone, I'll say, hey, by the way, I noticed that flight 672 has 7 seats. Can I get on it? And it's like an hour later. Or I noticed that flight 324 connects to flight 124 that will get me to my same destination. Can you put me on that one? You'll save that customer service agent the time to look it up. All right. So anyway, good article to read on your way to the airport here. Okay, folks. There's an $800 Amazon Alexa powered robot. It isn't human sized, but this is something that a Chinese company has come up with. It's called Lynx. And Lynx is kind of cute. It cost about $800. And let's see if I can bring this up here. Yeah, that's updated. So let me see if I can bring this up here. And again, it's by a Chinese company called Ubitech. It's the first humanoid robot with Alexa built in. It does everything that your Alexa device can do. And it can set reminders, play music, has a few extra features as well. There's a surveillance mode that will allow you to take a 30-second video. So it's only 20 inches tall. So this might be something for the kids' room. And it can sing, dance. It can't teach yoga, but it says it can. And it has an avatar mode. You put the robot on a conference table for a meeting. And so there's a few things you can do with this, but it's $800. So it's not inexpensive, but it's kind of cute nonetheless. So if you're looking for a little more weird Christmas present, this might be the one. The shooting that happened in Texas a week or so ago, actually, I believe was on November 9th, so it's been 10 or 11 days, it happened on November 5th. So the Texas Rangers are trying to access that phone data, and according to court records obtained by the San Antonio Express News, the search was granted on November 9th for files stored locally on his phone, as well as any iCloud data that may exist on Apple servers. It's unclear whether authorities have managed to retrieve any of Kelly's data yet. Now, we know that Apple's policy on law enforcement requests for data is that it will only provide content in response to a search warrant issued upon showing a probable cause. You know, this the company faced an issue before with the FBI, a request to unlock a phone belonging to one of the attackers in the 2015 mass shooting. They killed 14 people in San Bernardino, California. investigators were actually able to access that phone's data without Apple's help later on through a hack. But if he's got a newer phone, this may be a bigger issue. On November 8th, Apple said, contacted the FBI. They said, we are shocked and saddened by the violence in Texas, and we join the world in grieving for the families and community that lost so many loved ones, Apple said in a statement. Our team reached out to the FBI after learning that investigators were trying to access a mobile phone. We offered assistance, said we would expedite our response to any legal process they send us. So we will see if this actually means that they're going to be able to unlock this phone. How does Google actually deal with a robot? Deal with a locked phone and supposedly unable to be unlocked. That's a good question, yeah? All right, we talked about the Amazon robot made by the Chinese company, but I found this is kind of odd. There was two robot articles in a row today, and I should have had these stacked one on top of one another, but that tells you how good my organizing skills are. Robot companions are just what the doctor ordered, supposedly. You know, I thought dogs and cats were. You know, I thought that was what patients needed in hospitals. There's a new robot called Boo Boo. He's great with kids. He plays Simon Says, reads books, and plays music. He's a good listener, and he can help calm a child's nerves before they go into a procedure. Boo Boo is, it kind of looks a little bit like the Amazon one. Not exactly, but it's kind of got that same motif almost. But, you know, let me bring it up here for those of you watching. The one from the Lynx one that was made by the Chinese company was white and blue. This one is orange and white. And it's about 2 feet tall as well. And has a software program from a Belgian company called Zorabots. Boo can play games or lead patients young and old through their exercises. Healthcare professionals don't have to know how to code to work the Zora program. They can just drag boxes with commands in order they want on a computer. So they're saying that this is being very effective, and old folks are having a great time with it. Kids are having a great time with it. They're bringing it to elder centers. These robots are helping folks cope with loneliness. It's kind of sad when you say that a robot is going to help an elder cope with loneliness. It just makes one just feel bad. It really does. And I don't get it. I don't. What's going on here? How come you haven't updated? I was trying to show you a picture they were showing of some elderly folks that were, oh, they're finally updated. Let me bring this back for those of you that are watching. My switching's a little slow today. I don't know what's going on. So we'll be investigating that. So anyway, people are having a fun time with the robot. Paris Hilton. Yes, Paris Hilton has made the Geek News Central podcast for the first time, I think. Paris Hilton says she and Britney Spears invented the selfie. She said, when cell phones emerged, we're close how to use them. We placed them to our ears and hoped someone would talk to us. We poked them and hoped that some bright lights would shine. And when cell phones got cameras, we had no idea we could actually take pictures of ourselves on them. Oh, my God. So Paris Hilton is claiming on Twitter, 11 years ago today, her and Britney Spears invented the selfie. Sadly, some other folks reacted on Twitter. There's a lot of other folks that were taking selfies as well. George Harrison took a selfie. Thelma and Louise took a picture. People are trolling them quite a little bit here. Winston Churchill took a selfie. Anyway, I don't know if she can claim that or not. That's like Al Gore invented the internet, right? Something a little more serious. One of the oldest and most distant objects in the universe has been discovered. Astronomers have confirmed the discovery of a star-forming galaxy 12.8 billion light years away that started forming within a billion years of the Big Bang that kickstarted everything. Galaxy known as GEO 983808. was first spotted by the Hubble Space Telescope, but it only showed up as a blur. And they've been working on focusing, and they've been able to do that. But anyway, link will be up in the show notes on that for those of you that are astronomy types. Ford has unveiled its first plug-in hybrid police car. It can travel up to 21 miles on a battery alone. So I guess it still has a fuel in it. So when you're on a high-speed chase, and it can go 21 miles on electricity at speeds up to 85 miles per hour, making it good for silently sneaking around town. The battery takes 2.5 hours to charge on a level 2 charger, but it also has fuel to take them the rest of the way. And it doesn't look like a police car, to be honest with you. It just looks like a family sedan. They're definitely going to be able to use this for undercover, and you're not going to know. You're going to have no idea. Why are you not updating? You are slow. There we go. Come on now. So, it just kind of looks like a family sedan, a little four-door. Doesn't look like a police vehicle at all. But anyway, that's been unveiled here at the New York Auto Show. Qualcomm has said that they may sell to Broadcom if share prices are raised to $80 per share. That's a $10 per share increase. And they said they were interested in buying Qualcomm at $105 billion. But raising it to an additional $10 is a big jump. So we'll see if what happens here. I'm imagining that $10 additional per share raises the price of that deal by, many billions of dollars. I don't know, but we'll see what the stockholders say as this thing continues to move down the road. If you want to get a free Chromecast or a smartphone from Google, there's something new. It's called Project Fi. Project Fi has a referral plan that's going to be in effect over the holidays. And if you refer just 4 people to Project Fi, you'll get a Chromecast. If you send over how many? If you get 7 referrals, you get a Motorola Moto X4. That's a $400 phone with dual rear cameras and Alexa support that also support Project Fi. So you have to go to the Project Fi website, get a special referral code, and you can put that up if you're interested in Project Fi from Google. All right. It's been rumored that Apple's upcoming iMac Pro may have an iPhone chip in it. The newest iMac Pro set to release will be Apple's fastest Mac by a country mile with 18 CPU cores, Radeon Vega graphics, 128 gigs of RAM. And it also may have an iPhone chip in it so that Alexa can respond even when the computer's off. So, does that mean that you'll be able to power up Alexa? Turn on my... Oh, shoot. Not Alexa. Siri. Will you be able to tell Siri? Okay, yes, I'm sorry. Will you be able to tell Siri to turn your computer on? The computer's just sitting there listening to you. We got a lot of stuff that's just listening to us right now, don't we? But, the MacBook Pro with Touch Bar uses a T1 chip that runs a variant of iOS, but this would mark the first time an A-series chip makes its appearance inside an iMac or a regular, any Mac. Well, we'll see where this leads, but could make for interesting development. Have you ever wished you could escape the internet? Have you ever wished you could just escape, from your phone going off and, all of those distractions that happen? It's pretty simple, right? We just turn our phones off, right? Well, KFC, yes, KFC and Colonel Sanders, they've launched a lot of gadgets in the past, and they have launched and have available in a quantity of one what's called the Internet Escape Pod. It features a drumstick-shaped door with a massive Colonel Sanders atop of it. And basically, it's a Faraday cage. You can go in there and have you know, four people very comfy together can have a an internet or, you know, electronic free time. Now, this looks like a kind of cool Christmas gift, but because they only have one, it's $10,000. So someone out there who is a KFC fan, you can have it for 10 grand. Again, it's a KFC branded tent with a chicken leg for handle. This is just something that every shopper wants on their Christmas shopping list. I'm just telling you right now. Oh my gosh. You know, I'm still not watching the NFL. You know, this take an E thing. Verizon may sign a new deal with NFL to expand game streaming rights, increasing the number of devices which Verizon can stream football games. So according to people familiar with the matter, Verizon would also lose exclusive rights to air games on mobile devices part of the deal. That means while Verizon customers would have more device options for watching football, it may not be the only one to stream NFL games. Well, NFL's got to do something to raise the revenue, right? Because they've had a pretty bad year. So anyway, anybody watching football on your phone? I don't know. I guess people are doing that, but I don't know if it's for me. The International Space Station captured a fast-moving UFO heading towards Earth. More likely, it was actually a meteorite of some sort, but it did catch there's a pretty cool video of it. You know, we see stuff in the sky all the time, you know, shooting stars and all kinds of, you know, pieces of material coming in that's burning up. But because this was going faster than normal, this was a UFO, according to UFO watchers. Dun, dun, dun. The FCC expected to unveil its plan to destroy net neutrality during the Thanksgiving break. While Americans are busy traveling, paying attention to Black Friday deals and spending time with the family, the FCC will be rolling out its least popular proposal of the year, its final plan to dismantle net neutrality, a set of rules that prevent internet providers from giving some websites internet traffic an advantage over others. The FCC expects to unveil its proposal again over Thanksgiving weekend. The process generated 22 million comments. So this is probably not going to be good news, folks, when it comes to net neutrality. We knew this is potentially coming. Bloomberg is expecting 8 figures for new Twitter network. Bloomberg's new Twitter network will launch on December 18th with 6 founding partners, Goldman Sachs, Infinity TD, Ameritrade, California Technology, AT&T, and CME Group, and more in the works. The average price of the partnership is 1.5 to 3 million. This is an investment part of a major digital push by the company to stay competitive in an era where Google and Facebook have tightened their grip on the digital advertising market. Bloomberg is hiring around 50 people to staff the new project, will exist as the first 24-hour social news network on Twitter. That's interesting. Why can't they just automate some of that stuff? I guess they can't. So that's... we're going to get a news network, Bloomberg, on Twitter. Uber has ordered 24,000 Volvos for self-driving fleet. This is huge. 24,000 XC90 sports utility vehicles will form its fleet of self-driving cars. The company is currently using 100 XC90 SUVs for testing in Pittsburgh, Arizona, and San Francisco. Bloomberg reports that Uber is going to buy these vehicles from Volvo between 2019 and 2021. This is the first commercial purchase of this size by a ride-hailing service. Volvo isn't going to do anything in the self-driving front. Uber will be adding its own sensors and software to these cars that they can drive so that they can drive themselves. So your next Uber ride may come from a driverless vehicle. Okay, so if you are wanting an Uber ride, they've done an app update. They've done live location sharing. They've done beacon expansion, where basically there's actually a beacon on the vehicle that shows a certain color, so you know which car is yours. You can request a ride for a guest now, so that, reminder, you're not allowed to send someone under 18 in an Uber by themselves, okay? But you can request a ride for someone, in-app gifting, so that some of the stuff that's coming to an updates on the Uber app. It appears the Department of Defense probably didn't want people to know that it has been collecting billions of internet posts from news sites, social media networks, but apparently they had an Amazon AWS S3 bucket that wasn't private. Anyone with a free Amazon AWS account could access the data if you knew the bucket address. It's a little bit of a boo-boo there on some IT guy that didn't lock it down. Probably someone was not happy that it was hard to get access to it, and they said, I'll just open it up. No one will ever find it. Well, someone did. If you're looking for something educational to get over the Black Friday as a gift for a child, I've got a list of toys and coding kits for kids, okay? So something educational. This will be, link will be up in the show notes. This article by the folks at Engadget. Every frame from the Lego Boost to an R2-D2 that can be programmed and drove around. IHOP. You like IHOP? IHOP will start delivering your pancakes in select cities, currently testing in California, Texas, Oklahoma, Washington, Utah. Hop and Go is the International House of Pancakes online ordering service that it's going to be rolling out. It's now available in 1,700 U.S. locations. It's not completely nationwide, but it's moving more towards it. I don't want my eggs or bacon delivered. You want to eat breakfast when it's nice and hot, right? Not after it's set in a delivery container for 30 minutes. Not my idea of a good time for breakfast. Pizza? Yeah, that stuff? No. The Chrome OS, yes, the Chrome operating system is now going to let you reply to messages from notifications. You've had the option to reply to message notifications on Android for years, and I guess you're now going to be able to do that with the Chromebook. Google started implementing support for inline replies to messages from notifications, much as on Android, you can respond to a message from a supporting app. Hangouts is one example in the pop-up box rather than switching tasks entirely and losing your focus. So that's that on that. All right, moving on here. PayPal's partnered with Acorns to help you invest your money. Acorns is a micro-investing company, and you can basically invest your change. You can round up from, let's say, something costs $18.23. You can round it up to 19 bucks, and you can use the 37 cents to go ahead and, 67 cents, and at the college level math there. You can use the 67 cents to do a micro investment in something that you want to invest in. And a good way to add a little bit to an investment portfolio without having a stockbroker. But again, these are micro investments. I'm partnered with PayPal, okay? Honda is going to be using targeted Facebook videos to encourage recall repairs. It wants to make sure Honda owners get their faulty Takata airbag systems replaced. I've still got a faulty one in my car, and it's been hard to get into Mazda to get it done. But my car's on the list. DJI has threatened legal action after a researcher reported a bug. So they've got real issues over there. We talked about this on the last show and how they're basically, once you sign their agreement, you basically are... You can't say anything about DJI, and this guy's being threatened now. It's not good. They've got to get a handle on this, or people are just, they're just going to out their bugs in public. Speaking of Amazon and the government, the Amazon AWS services have launched what they're calling a secret region for the U.S. intelligence community. Amazon announced today that AWS cloud computing services now offer a new region that's specifically designed for the workloads of the U.S. intelligence community. This new AWS secret region, that is really its name, can run workloads up to the secret security classification level and complement the service's existing $600 million contract with the CIA and other agencies for running the top secret workloads on its cloud. AWS announcements comes about a month after Microsoft made a similar announcement with Azure Government Secret Microsoft Government Cloud will also soon support workloads where agencies and their partners are working with data that is classified as secret. So those of you IT guys out there that work with Uncle Sam and you've been, chomping at the bit to be able to get some of this modern tool capability that is offered in the cloud, now you just got to get the finance line to get that signed off on to start doing it in this specific cloud. So I would assume that you'll be able to access this area in CipherNet. I don't know exactly how that's going to work, but very interesting. Very, very, very interesting. The United Nations considered banning killer robots. And of course, autonomous robots may take over our jobs in the future, but there's enough concern about the among the international community to prevent them from finding their way into the battlefield. You're never going to stop this. Robots are going to be in the battlefield. You know it's going to happen. It's just, how can it not? So we'll see if some sort of national ban on these on killer robots go into works. That means anything that could be remotely controlled could be considered a robot. I don't know how they're going to get around that. It's going to be interesting. The Department of Justice slapped AT&T with an antitrust lawsuit over the Time Warner purchase. The U.S. DOJ is going for the kill. They want to block the massive communications company from purchasing Time Warner. Of course, that's one of the world's biggest entertainment conglomerates. AT&T has released a statement calling the move a radical and inexplicable departure from decades of antitrust precedent, and said it was confident that the court would reject the government's claim and permit this merger under longstanding legal precedents. So we knew this was coming, but the hammer has fallen, and now they go to court. Uber was slapped with a $9 million fine for letting dodgy drivers pick up drivers. Oh my goodness. Colorado watchdog today hit Uber subsidiary Razor with an $8.9 million fine for allowing drivers with felony convictions and or major moving violations to pick up folks using the ride-hailing app. How is this possible? The fine reflects a penalty of $2,500 for each day a disqualified driver was allowed to work. Whoa. Don't they do background checks? Amazing. London buses are going to be powered by coffee grounds. So if you're walking through London, you're going to be able to smell fresh ground coffee all the time. As part of an ongoing effort to reduce pollution in the capital, London's buses are set to utilize a new source of fuel, coffee grounds, thanks to a collaboration between BioBean, Shell, and Argent Energy. Double-deckers will be filled with B2O biofuel created by blending oil extracted from coffee waste with diesel. So far, they produce enough power to power one London bus for a year, but as Londoners drink 20 million cups of coffee a day, it could provide enough oil to provide a third of the transport for London's entire network. BioBean plant can recycle 50,000 tons of waste coffee a year. That's a lot of coffee. So are you going to get money for your grounds? Or do you have to donate that? Hey, Sprint's Black Friday deal, half price on the Galaxy S8, Galaxy Note 8, and more. Just be aware of that. Link is up in the show notes. The Sonos One, a big Sonos fan, is already going on sale for $175 on Black Friday. That's a big, big deal. It's only $25 off, but Sonos stuff rarely, rarely. The Sonos Playbase goes, it's got $100 off. The Sonos Play One is $50 off. The Sonos Play Bar is off $100. And the Sonos Play 3 is off $50. So I'm a big fan of Sonos. Apple's Black Friday, the best iPad, iPhone, Mac deals, and there's a bunch of them. Almost every store has some sort of Apple deal, typically $50 to $100 off, gift certificates. Usually you don't get like a discount, but you get like a $300 Walmart gift card, or, that's what they're doing. They're giving gift cards along with the phone at regular price. You're not getting Apple will never discount the price. So you pay full price and you get a gift card or something to that effect. Also, 14 Star Wars gift for your favorite Jedi or Sith. You can get a Spear R2-D2, $179. You can get a Porg Everything, $10 and up. You can get a Lenovo Jedi Challenge for $199. You can get the Last Jedi Visual Dictionary for $23. Just goes on and on. So some cool gifts there for your Star Wars / Jedi or Sith fan. Also, those of you in the UK, you don't have to be left out. You can how to find the best Black Friday 2017 UK deals cheap. So I'll have that link up in Radio Time. So there's going to be deals even for you in the UK. And also, if you got a friend that's a new parent, maybe a new parent could use a little self-care. Maybe you could buy them some stuff to cheer them up from baby blues. So there's a little gift guide that's available from Lifehacker for new parents. again, who could use a little charge up. So this is going to bring me to the end here of the show today. But I want to basically tell everyone, you know, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving and have a great holiday for those of you in the United States. Remember, a typical Thanksgiving meal is 3,000 calories plus 1,200 for drinks. So that's probably 4 days worth of workout that you're going to have to do to offset that big meal. But enjoy yourselves, and it's worth at least a pound, maybe two, you know, at the end of the day. So, you know, be careful, watch your waistline on Turkey Day. I'm going to enjoy, I'm going to eat, I'm going to have snacks, I'm going to have some cocktails. And then what I'm going to do is the day before Thanksgiving, I'm going to work out for 2 hours. And the day after Thanksgiving, I'm going to work out for 2 hours. And so hopefully I can offset a little bit of the damage. So that's my plan to get her knocked out, to basically offset some of the calories. It's, you know, it's just pure math at this point. It really, really is. I think that's it. Just roll out of here. And again, thanks for hanging out with me today. It's been my pleasure. You can send me an email, geeknews@gmail.com. geeknews@gmail.com. Everyone take care. We'll see you next Monday back after the holiday. And hopefully your wallets will not be hurt too bad. Let me know the deals you scored. Let me know where you actually scored something awesome. I want to hear about your deals that you got, or did you just stay home and not do anything? But we'll see you after the holidays. Everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.